Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all that we do as we continue to serve you. And as we look back to the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, that they too called the people to glorify your name in all that they sought to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we have a scene today that is very similar that we see a few times in the Old Testament, and it's the reading of the law and the people who are called to live the law as they felt was their duty. And it's kind of a calling of the people to repentance. So what happens is we see that Ezra reads the book of Moses, and generally that's understood to be the Torah. Now, he doesn't say if it's all five of the books. He doesn't say if it's one of the books. If he doesn't say anything. He just says he's reading the books of Moses, and they go out and they are teaching the people these words. But he also says this rather fascinating thing: do not be sad or do not weep. Because he says to them about recognizing that they are the Lord's people and this day is the Lord. And he says something else that's so important, especially in our difficult times. Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. So he says, don't be sad. Don't weep. Sorry. Don't be sad. Do not weep. And the reason is because the people were weeping as they heard the words of the Lord. Lord, it says, they were weeping. They were all, and I don't know why, it doesn't go into why. But then what do we see next? Ezra is reading this, and this is Ezra the scribe. And what does he say? Go out and eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks and allot portions to those who have nothing prepared. Go out and celebrate. And this is something that a lot of people don't understand. I've talked to you about this before when I deal with youth and I tell them to make a list of all the things that they can do that are not sins. I tell them the words of St. John Bosco, and he told his people, do whatever you want, just don't sin. And I always get a kick out of the list, because it's always like, brush your teeth, do your homework, go to school. And it really bothers me in a sense. I'm like, who taught these people their faith that they would believe that? And, you know, I've done this in different parishes. I haven't done it at this parish, but I've done it in different parishes. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, who taught these people the faith that they think of doing something like brushing their teeth is the only thing they can do that isn't sinful, or doing homework or going to school? And I always say to them, you ever hear something like skydiving, skiing, swimming, playing baseball, and I list all these things. And of course, it's hardly an exhaustive list. But that is so true, and we see that in Ezra. They've heard the rule. They've heard what the Lord has called them to do, and then he's go out and celebrate. Do all the things the Lord calls you to do. And this is one of the interesting things. One of the things that you'll hear from, for example, some Jewish people, because we're talking about Jews who are listening to these words, and some Jewish people, and the Jews, when they talk about what they can't do on the Sabbath, and people, you know, like I always tell you the story of the man who was going to synagogue, but he didn't believe he could drive on the Sabbath. He could walk, but he could not drive. So he asked where the synagogue was and how to walk there. And I don't even know if he was allowed to take a ride. Anyway, so what would be my focus there? My focus is you cannot drive on the Sabbath. But what would his focus be? But they can socialize and be with, which is the reason for the Sabbath, socialize and be with people and celebrate what the Lord has done there. And so many things they can't do, and among the things they can't do is they can't drive. So you can see, you can get focused on this negative and not see the huge positive. Well, even though we don't follow the same rules, there are those rules that are similar to us. If you're focused on not sinning, then you're not focused on doing what you can do. And as I say, one of those things is, many of those things are just celebrating many ways. I've gained a few pounds. One of the things I love about radio, I always tell people that I love to listen to radio. I mean, I love to be on radio. And one of the things I always say is that I only weigh 150 pounds on radio. Well, it's the truth that I've gained a few pounds. And I'm in the process of losing it again. It's the story of my life. Yo-yo dieting. They should just tattoo on my forehead the word Duncan. D-U-N-C-A-N. If you don't know, Duncan is the major manufacturer of yo-yos. And I'm like, I'm telling you. But why? Because there are so many things I want to lose weight. There's so many things I want to get back to, which would include kayaking and all these other things that I love to do that we're called to do. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast.
We're back, and we're talking about this reading, which is today's reading from the book of Nehemiah, and we're looking at these words where people are hearing the law of God. So that means they're hearing a lot more than just the laws. They're hearing all the great things the Lord has done, all the powerful things he has done, all the catastrophic things he has done. So they've heard all that, but then they've also heard the rules of what they can and they cannot do. And they're hearing this, and but again, the focus, you can get lost in the focus of what you cannot do, and then you don't realize that what you can do is so great. So it's kind of like one of the things that I like to put out. It's kind of like if you're standing in a field and you see a fence. And in this fence, you look and you see that there is a rule. You can't go anywhere within the confines of what that fence encircles, okay? You can't go anywhere there. So your focus is, I can't do anything that involves being inside that fenced-in area. But then if you turn around away from the fence and see the vast territory in front of you that goes so far out that you can see mountains in a distance and you can see in the flat area the sky come down to the horizon and you can see all these powerful things. You look out and say, well, I can't do anything in this small area that is fenced off, even if the area is 50 miles. When you turn around, you're seeing a lot more from a whole panorama, more than 50 miles. And you see this huge distance, say, but I can do anything that's within there. And you, within that whole territory that isn't fenced in, and you see how much more you can do. And that's kind of the spirit we're seeing there. Do not be sad. Do not be weep. Do not be, I did that again. Do not be weep. Whatever you do, don't be weep. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that. I've told you that 1,000 times. Whatever you do, don't be weep. Do not be sad. I'm sorry. It just hit me so many times. Do not be sad. Do not weep, for this day is holy to the Lord. So do all the things that the Lord would rejoice that you are doing. Go out and enjoy the company of friends. Go out and celebrate to be in the company and friends. And do enjoy that the Lord has given you. It's a time of celebration. And this is so important for us to understand. You know, when I read some of the online boards from Catholics, and they'll say how hard they are trying not to sin. And they're trying very hard not to sin. And their whole focus is on not sinning, which is, and remember, that's their focus. So what are they focused on? They're focused on sin. And they're not focused on doing things that have nothing to do with sin, enjoying the Lord, going out and praise and celebrating what the Lord is doing. And they're doing all these powerful things. They're doing all this, and they're celebrating. And this is what the Lord is calling to do: go out and celebrate and do all these things. But you see people online who are instead focused on, I'm trying my best not to sin. Why don't you try your best to do things that have nothing to do with sin? And they might turn around and say, well, what do you think I'm trying to do? No, you're focused on sin. I've done that to people. When people are really struggling with any kind of sin, I go, and I learned this from somebody else who taught this in a spiritual retreat. He says, this is what you should be teaching people. And what it is they'll be focused on not committing a certain sin. And you go, you're still focused on the sin. Go do something else. And they might say, well, I'm going to pray that the Lord helps me not commit the sin. No, you're still focused on the sin. Go out and go to a movie. Go someplace else. Go do all these other things. You can do that stuff, but always do these other great things. And that's what the Lord wants you to do. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.